Legendary English rock and blues singer Joe Cocker was famous for his raspy, hulking voice and impassioned stage presence. Sadly passed away in his home in Crawford, Colorado after battling lung cancer. He was at that time just 70 years of age. Coming out of the pub rock scene in and around his hometown of Sheffield, the singer rose to prominence in the late 60s when his iconic arrangement or rearrangement of the Beatles' With a Little Help from My Friends became an international hit. The song was performed live at the original Woodstock Festival and later used as the opening theme for The Wonder Years. In 1974, he scored another big hit with You Are So Beautiful, written by Billy Preston, Bruce Fisher and Dennis Wilson. Cocker wrote very little of his own material, yet he kept recording covers and touring right up till 2012. Here now is just a taste of some of Joe Cocker's music.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Pack up all my cares and woe. Feeling low. Here I go. I still got. Somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, so is she. Bye. I say bye.
can leave your hat on.
Well, Joe Cocker was born on the 20th of May 1944 in Sheffield, South Yorkshire. He was the youngest son of a civil servant, Harold Cocker, and his wife, Madge. And Cocker's main influences were Ray Charles and Lonnie Donegan when it came to growing up. And Cocker's first experience in singing from a public point of view was at the age of 12 when his eldest brother Victor invited him on stage to sing during a gig of his own skiffle group. And in 1960, along with three friends, Cocker formed his first group, the Cavaliers. For the group's first performance at a youth club, they were required to pay the price of admission even before entering. And the Cavaliers eventually broke up after a year, and Cocker left school to become an apprentice gas fitter while simultaneously pursuing a career in music. In 1961, under the stage name of Vance Arnold, Cocker continued his career with a new group called Vance Arnold and the Avengers, and the group mostly played in the pubs of Sheffield, and they were performing covers of Chuck Berry and Ray Charles songs. Cocker developed an interest in blues music, and in 1963 the group booked their very first significant gig when they supported the Rolling Stones at Sheffield City Hall. In 1964, Cocker signed a recording contract as a solo act with Decca and released this, his very first single, which is a cover of the Beatles song, I'll Cry Instead.
I got every reason on earth to be mad, 'cause I just lost the only girl I've had. If I could get my way, I'd get myself locked up today, but I can't, so I'll cry instead. I got a chip on my shoulder that's bigger than my feet. I can't talk to people that I meet. If I could see you now, I'd try to make you sad somehow, but I can't, so I'll cry instead. Don't wanna cry when there's people there. I get shy when I stop and stare. I'm gonna have myself to wait, but I'll come back again someday. I'm gonna do you better, hide out all the girls, 'cause I'm gonna break the hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them in two. I'll show you what a loving man can do. Till then, I'll cry instead. Don't wanna cry when there's people there. Are you shy when I stop and stare? I'm gonna have myself to wait.
Well, despite extensive promotion from Decca lauding his youth and working class roots, that record wasn't a big seller, and his recording contract with Decca lapsed at the end of 1964. And then in 1966, after a year-long hiatus from music, Cocker formed the Grease Band. The group mostly played in pubs in and around Sheffield, but they dissolved after a relatively brief period together. However, Cocker entered the big time with a groundbreaking rearrangement of With a Little Help from My Friends, again a Beatles cover, which many years later was used as the opening theme for The Wonder Years. The single made the top 10 on the British charts and remained there for 13 weeks and eventually reached number one on the 9th of November 1968. Paul McCartney is quoted as saying of Joe Cocker after hearing this cover for the very first time. He said he, Cocker, was a lovely northern lad who I loved a lot, and like many people, I loved his singing. I was especially pleased when he decided to cover With a Little Help from My Friends, and I remember him and his producer, Denny Cordell, coming round to the studio in Savile Row and playing me what they'd recorded. And it was just mind-blowing. Totally turned the song into a soul anthem, and I was forever grateful for him for doing that. Well, let's have a listen to Joe Cocker singing With a Little Help from My Friends.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do I? Tell you, I don't even say it no more. Certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like man. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get back.
Well, a new version of Cocker's Grease Band featured Henry McCulloch on lead guitar, who would later go on to briefly play with Paul McCartney's Wings group. And after touring the UK with The Who in autumn of 1968 and Gene Pitney and the group Marmalade in the early winter of 1969, the Grease Band embarked on their very first tour of the United States in the spring of 1969. During that United States tour, Cocker played at several large festivals, including the Newport Rock Festival and the Denver Pop Festival. Denny Cordell heard about the planned concert in Woodstock, New York, and convinced the organiser, Artie Kornfeld, to book Cocker and the Grease Band for the Woodstock Festival. The group had to be flown into the festival by helicopter due to the large crowds. And on stage, he exhibited an idiosyncratic physical intensity, flailing his arms and playing air guitar. And Cocker would later say that the experience was like an eclipse. It was a very special day. They performed several songs, including this song, a Leon Russell composition called Delta Lady. Directly after Woodstock, Cocker released his second album, which was named just Joe Cocker, and impressed by his cover of With a Little Help from My Friends, Paul McCartney and George Harrison allowed Cocker to use their songs She Came In Through the Bathroom Window and Something for that particular album. Despite Cocker's reluctance to venture out on the road again, an American tour had already been booked, so he had to quickly form a new band in order to fulfil his contractual obligations. And Denny Cordell christened the new band Mad Dogs and Englishmen after the Noel Coward song of the same name. However, the pace of the tour was exhausting. Cocker became depressed and began drinking excessively as the tour wound down in May of 1970. Meanwhile, he enjoyed several chart entries in the United States with songs like Cry Me a River and Feelin' All Right by Dave Mason. His cover of the Box Tops hit The Letter, which appeared on the live album and film Mad Dogs and Englishmen, became his first US top 10 hit. After spending several months in Los Angeles, Cocker returned home to Sheffield, where his family became increasingly concerned with his deteriorating physical and mental health. And at the end of 1973, Cocker returned to the studio to record a new album, I Can Stand a Little Rain. and the album released in August of 74 was number 11 on the US charts, and one single, which was a cover of Dennis Wilson and Billy Preston's You Are So Beautiful, reached number 5. Despite positive reviews for the album, Cocker struggled with live performances, largely due to his problems with alcohol. And then in 1982, Cocker recorded the duet Up Where We Belong with Jennifer Warnes for the soundtrack of the 1982 film An Officer and a Gentleman. The song was an international hit, reaching number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 and winning a Grammy Award for Best Pop Performance by a Duo. The duet also won an Academy Award for Best Original Song, and Cocker and Warnes performed the song at the awards ceremony. Let's now have a listen to that famous duet. Throughout the 1980s, Cocker continued to tour around the world, playing to large audiences in Europe, Australia, and the United States. In 1988, he performed at London's Royal Albert Hall and also appeared on The Tonight Show. He also performed for President George H.W. Bush at an inauguration concert in February of 1989. And then at the 1993 Brit Awards, Cocker was nominated for Best British Male Singer. Cocker performed the opening set at Woodstock 94 as one of the very few alumni who played at the original Woodstock Festival back in 1969, and he was very well received. While performing at a concert at Madison Square Garden on the 17th of September in 2014, fellow musician Billy Joel stated that Cocker was not very well right now, and he asked that he be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Joel's observation proved to be very correct, because sadly, Cocker died of lung cancer on the 22nd of December in 2014 in Crawford, Colorado. The two living Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, were amongst those who paid tribute to the singer, of whom it is said was without doubt the greatest rock and soul singer ever to come out of Britain. And so I'll close this tribute to Joe Cocker with an incredibly emotion-charged song, which was a